Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Shout out to those boys too, the Loose Cannon Mafia,
Loose Cannon
Takeoff. He got a new song out called Vibe Now. That's the Vibe Now. Mm. And that motherfucker riding too, just like this one. So make sure y'all check them out on YouTube, Loose Cannon. Cannon is with a K. Loose Cannon Takeoff. And you'll find this music
tight,
along with our intro song and stuff like that, man. What's happening, everybody? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? We back at it another week. Oh man, doing good things, man. How you been, Mobius?
I'm good, man. My week was awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like everything is moving in a positive direction, and I just want to keep the same energy for the whole year. You know what I'm saying? Breaking it down month to month, accomplishing small goals, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so, yeah, my energy, I mean, my week was dope.
I'm in a growing pain. My week was not good. But I'm learning to not dwell on the things that I dislike and the negative things that happen in my life and start to take that energy and focus on what I want the outcome to be and what I'm going to do next, right? And and this is, I was saying this, and it's ironic because, you know, when we have our shows, you know, Oprah and Gayle are having, like, relationship sex talk conversations now. So that was kind of weird to me that, you know, she was having those conversations. But I seen a post, and she was saying the same thing. Like, you can't dwell on what happened. Okay, it happened. You know what? It could be god-awful, but there's nothing that you can do to change it, so you can't beat yourself up about it. You got to figure out what are you going to do next? What's the next thing? So I really did not have a good week at all this week, but I'm looking forward to a better week. And I think once I learn how to conquer the things that happen in my life that aren't good, that life will go better in general because, you know, we always look for, like, the good things and we're always excited about the good things that happen in our life. But we don't take time to say, you know what, this happened and it wasn't good, but guess what? I'm still going to be positive. I'm still going to be hopeful. And let me just redirect my attention and my energy. You know, just plan it for bigger, better things. So just even though my week was shitty, I still was positive. I still, you know, found room, you know, to put a smile on my face, you know, after the rain, after the pain, you still smile. So, that's why I wasn't really on social media that much. I got some things going on in a personal life that I'm trying to get situated that had to be addressed. And now I'm, you know, kind of moving forward in a positive direction and trying to, you know, focus on, you know, what's next. So that's where I am with my life and my week. Not too much. I stopped. Yesterday, but I was writing some more and got some more writing out of the way. I'm working on book two. Just finished up book two. So what I started doing was taking my energy when I was upset, when I was mad, when I was angry, and instead of dwelling on those moments and those situations, just picking up, you know, picking up my laptop, writing.
So the
second book is done. I'm lining up for book three just because I want it to be
trilogy.
One after another, you know. The main thing is just to put the project out. You know, you get better with time with each project that you have. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, I can get me a number one.
Let me ask you this.
A steady number one.
Do you have a title for it yet? Or, you know, do you want to reveal it? Or
no, I don't, because it has to go through the editing process, all of them. So, like, book one, February, it'll start the editing process, right? That's when the whole team gets together. So it has to be read by a couple different people first. And then after it's read, and then, you know, you get your suggestions and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm going to break the process down. Anybody been thinking about writing books, because, you know, that's the first thing that I hear a lot of people say, I want to write a book. And let me tell you, it's not an easy process because writing is the first part. But you got to put the story together. So you have to have, you know, published authors and editors, like real editors, go through the book and read it. So you got to go through the process and let a couple people read the book, you know, and that's, you know, make them sign non-disclosures so that they can't do anything. And if they, you know, write a book and it's similar to yours, you want to get it, you know, you want to get it where you have the NDA. When you get the copy back, you got to go and get it. You got to get your copyrights on your books. Because you don't want to put anything out or anything in anybody's hands that you don't have a copyright on. And generally the changes that are made are minor, you know, like maybe they may move one chapter, you know, ahead of the other or something like that. It's nothing that the words, you know, you can't get copyrighted. And it's like your first time, I want to say it's like $55, and then just depending on what you're publishing, what your copyright, it's like $35 after that, something. But you want to get your copyright and then let them read the book. And then you're kind of going to go back and forth. They're going to give you their suggestions. doesn't necessarily mean you have to take them, but punctuation is important. So one of my books I did not get, like, properly edited. And so one of them, you know, I was just like, oh, but it was my first book I put out. So I couldn't really beat myself up. But the one thing about readers, they're going to read it. They're going to pay attention to punctuation. They're going to pay attention to words. You know, readers are, like, finicky. You know, these are, like, the
I know I am. I'm definitely a reader.
So once you go through that process can take a couple weeks to do. And then once you have your project now that you want to do, you have to get it formatted. You got to get it formatted for paperback. You got to get it formatted for ebook, right?
Yeah.
That can be done depending on who you get to do it. That can be done, you know, in a matter of 24 to 48 hours. So generally you're going to get somebody that already do it. Me, I don't have my software on my computer yet to do it. So one of the people that I let edit, they do it. They charge a fee for it. So once you get that copywritten, and then you got to have your synopsis built. The synopsis actually can take up to a week to do because they have to read the whole book. And the synopsis, the part that's on the back of the book, like the brief description of the book of what you're going to read, that's going to draw readers in to read the book. That can take up to a week to get that synopsis back. And then you may make changes because it got to have catchy words. It got to be something that is going to make somebody want to pick it up and be like, what's this? Synopsis is very important. From your synopsis, and you got your book formatted, then you have to do your artwork. So from that point, you got to get somebody to design your book cover after you got your synopsis. So then when they design the book cover needs to be conducive with something that's going to catch their eye. You know, you got to have your format for your colors or whatever it is that you're doing. And, you know, they put the synopsis on the back. Then they have to format your book for paperback, and they have to format your book cover for paperback and for ebook. Those are two different formats.
Yeah, those are the two ones,
Right. Okay. So once you get your book formatted, then you go in and you can upload the book for a launch. So you say, I want to launch, you know, generally it'll be, you know, a few weeks to 30 days. It's depending on what type of buzz you want to build up for. You pick your launch date. So once you pick your launch date, you want to upload your books and let your books go through the editing process. For Amazon, you wait about, well, it was like 72 hours the last time I did it. But you wait until they go through their whole review process. Amazon then goes through your entire book. They have somebody, I don't know if they read it or what, but it takes a little while for Amazon to upload your book. But when they upload it, you're live. Whatever other platforms, they'll give you the time and date of, you know, when you can go live. Some you can pick when you want to go live. So, you know, it's that whole process.
Wow, that's dope,
and then in
man.
The interim, you're promoting, you're marketing your book. You know, ads are very important. Getting your book in these book club groups is very important.
Yeah,
you know, building up
the
momentum, pre-sales, all of that stuff is very important because your impact on your book is going to be within your first week or two. They say the first 72 hours, but I say your first week or two. Your first week or two, whatever you make on that book, is gonna the mass of the money is gonna come within that time. After that, you're gonna make money off that book every month, but it's not gonna be, you know, nothing to write home about. You know, it's gonna be a check that you're gonna get every month. So, you know, that's, you know, residual income, and I still market my books to this day.
Just like royalties and, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. That's really cool. I've never really, you know, that's really cool how you broke down the process. Two things I wanted to add. Like, one thing, like, I'm trying to really get with the whole ebook phenomenon, you know what I'm saying? But I'm so, I guess, old school. Like, I still love to just have that, like, book in my hand, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
But, you know, the ebook, that's definitely taken off. And then I remember as a kid, and it's always an idea I wanted to do as an adult, but I always loved Choose Your Own Adventure books. Are you familiar with those?
No.
Choose Your Own. So I read those, a lot of these books in, like, elementary school, but they were so fly. So a Choose Your Own Adventure book is like, you're reading a story, and it's like, okay, so say, for instance, your main character in your book, at the end of this particular chapter, it could be like, all right, so the book is like all mixed up.
Okay, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So
okay.
It'll be like, go to this scenario, go to this page.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go this route, go to this page.
Yeah.
Fly, man. I always love those books.
So just breaking it down for y'all, just to tell you, like, it's a process. So the hardest part is done. You know what I'm saying? It takes time to really publish these books. And when you are self-publishing, every dime comes out of your pocket. And you have to cross your T's and you have to dot your I's. And,
like
and you know, it's exactly. Like, everything, every book, all four books I published, and the three that I'm putting in the hole right now, they all coming out of my pocket. I am trying to have the first one out by April. So I'm trying to shoot for an April 1st launch date, April Fool's launch date. Also,
that'll
it's important
cool.
to see who else is coming out. It's very important to see who else is dropping when you're dropping and try to drop when they're not dropping. So, the big writers, you know, you got people that drop 2-3 books a month, and that's how they live. That's what they do. They keep it fresh. And so I'm not there yet, because these three that I'm dropping right now, I might drop these three and, you know, it may be, you know, top of next year before I drop three more, you know. So I'm trying to just, you know, go as hard as I can because I'm spread it so thin. But in order to have that consistent base, I know I have to be a little bit more consistent, but I thank everybody for being patient.
So
they're coming.
And do you have to get with somebody as far as the distribution? Because I know he was talking about that, because you want it goes to getting, like, in a paperback and stuff like that. So you got to, that's the part where you got to get into a partnership and, you know, work that out.
Yeah, that's where
you get, to all
you
the Barnes and Nobles and all that stuff.
Partnership, got to get with a partnership with at one point. So for the majority, if I sell my books on my own, awesome. You know, in order to get paperbacks, you have to team up with, a distributor, and you get your paperbacks discounted, and then you sell your books for $10, $15 or whatever your price is on hand, and then, you know, whatever, you take out the amount that you paid, and that's profit. So you get a bigger profit if you're slanging these books by yourself. But,
and
you
one
know,
other
you
thing
always
too.
Want to just team up with somebody.
This is a very enlightening conversation. I always wanted to do this, you know, and I want to see if you maybe had an answer. I always wondered, because you've been in New York before, right?
Yeah, okay,
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, you've been in New York. So what I'm saying is, you know, like in Harlem especially, and in Brooklyn, like so to all like my New Yorkers, you know, 125th Street, to my Brooklyn people, you know, Fulton Street, how, you know, those vendors, if you ever walk those blocks in New York, the vendors always got the hot books. And I always wondered how they get those books, because that's where you get, that's the streets right there. You know what I'm saying? If they got your book out there and it's popping, because I remember back in the day when I first moved to New York,
they figure out who's popping. Like, I have contracts throughout the year, right?
Okay.
And it means that these certain vendors, they buy a certain amount of my books every single month. And my check is the same from each vendor, so I know how much I'm going to get from, like, every month. And generally they go for 12 months with their contract. So I have a few of those right now. And you know, they will buy a set amount of books. It's set. You know what I'm saying? So I have a couple bookstores that buys my books constantly. And so that means that they're selling. That means that some people understand who the author, the new Miss Lovely Black, is, and read constantly, because they buy them every single month. So,
that's dope.
I can't wait
to see your books up there, because I like the coldest winter ever and stuff like that.
And let's see here. Let me do what I love to do. You know, you got some people that aren't book junkies, so we don't want to bore y'all.
Oh, yeah.
At the top
of
the show.
I can, I can go on and on and on.
So, man, listen, I thank you guys because these numbers are just retarded, okay? These numbers are retarded. I'll be showing out lately. Man, I love y'all. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. These numbers are crazy.
Yeah, man, shout out to the people out there.
Shout out to the top five countries that are tuning in. United States, Republic of Korea, France,
yeah.
Canada, Italy. Salute, salute, salute. So let's see what numbers. Let's see. Oh man, California. Salute, California. You
California,
guys have went
man.
Up to 50.82% of our
yeah.
listener base, California. We got Oregon.
Out,
hello, Oregon.
Yeah.
We got Washington, Nevada, Utah.
We
oh my God, Utah, and Colorado. Hey y'all!
Utah, Colorado people, what's up, y'all? What's up, everybody?
Oh man,
right
what's
now?
Happening?
Like,
Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Oklahoma, Texas. Hey Texas, I love y'all, Texas. I said I'm gonna marry me a man
Texas.
From Texas, honey. I love Texas. Nah, if I marry me a man from Texas,
Texas,
I'm coming to Texas. Be a Texas
Lord,
resident.
Texas,
we got Alaska. I love Alaska. It's
Alaska.
Too cold
me
there,
too.
But I love you guys. It's so beautiful there.
Me too.
We got Louisiana, Missouri. We said Iowa. We said Illinois. Let's go to the top here. What is this? We got Michigan. Hi, Michigan. Thanks for tuning in. Ohio, Kentucky,
Ohio. Shout out to Cleveland.
Tennessee, Alabama. Hey, Alabama. Georgia. Georgia's on the map. What's
ATL.
Up? We got South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland. Hey, Maryland. Pennsylvania. What's happening? New York. Hey, New York.
BK, Brooklyn, Harlem.
Florida, of course, is on the map. So, salute to all you guys. Man, we still got some states
got
that we need to conquer
Alaska,
here.
Man. That's what's up, man. I want to do them, one of them Alaskan cruises. You know what I'm saying? Like a cruise through Alaska. Like, yo. That's what's up, man. Shout out, man. Shout out. Shout out to y'all up top.
We got one on here that's a big listener, and unfortunately, like, it just blacks them out. And California is our top one, and we got another state that falls right behind California.
Yeah, we got to find that
out.
Make sure
them out.
Them
I'm not
out.
Sure.
It's like the mystery state right
Let
now.
Me
there,
see.
Huh?
You know what? Let me see. Let me see if I can do it this way.
Definitely.
Because I want to give you guys a big shout-out, because I just...
If not, we'll definitely
and
get
that's
you
probably not a state individually. It's probably just
maybe,
with all
maybe
of
it's
the
like DC or
listeners.
Something.
No, it's just... I think that's just all of the listeners combined without being
okay.
in those, you know...
Oh, yeah,
those
yeah.
Top,
that's probably what
without,
it is.
Without Georgia, Florida, and New York. That's everybody else combined without Georgia, Florida, and New York. So,
okay.
Thank you guys for tuning in, man. I mean, y'all
yeah,
are
man.
Showing out. California, keep showing out. We appreciate you guys. And anything that you want us to talk about, we can talk about. So tonight I was going to do something different because I don't want. I'm not one of those people that's going to always talk about everybody's business, that's going to give you advice, act like I don't go through nothing. And people that's in the entertainment business, they are keen for hiding what they go through in life, right? And you never know. And then when you hear about it, you know, you all shocked like, oh, my God, this happened to them? Oh, my God. Like, we are human. We the same thing happens to us that happens to you. We just have to find out how to deal with it. And a lot of times we just keep it brushed under the rug. So tonight I'm getting advice from the guys tonight. Tonight the guys are going to give me advice about my situation. So I'm going to share a situation that's been going on in my life, in my relationship. So you guys can actually hear firsthand, you know, like what I've been going through. What's happening, Smooth? Smooth just joined.
Smooth came through.
What up? I'm feeling dirty right now. I'm feeling dirty.
That's what's up.
How was your week, Smoke?
Man, my week was horrible. My week was horrible.
Wow.
All this damn money I done made, I feel dirty. Shit. Whew. Well, I feel
you know
dirty
what?
For y'all. Thank God for this fucking government shutdown because I'm getting paid.
You got to figure out a way to.
He works for the government, for you folks that don't know. And that's what he means by he's getting paid through the shutdown.
No. I'm talking about stock market, but thank you for speaking to me.
That's what's up, Smooth. Another thing, too, man, because, you know, this is like the third time or fourth time I really heard you really, you know, talk about the stock market. That's something I'm really making my business as one of my goals to really, you know, get knowledge on the stock market. I'm going to be honest to the listeners out there. I haven't, you know, aside from like my 401k and stuff like that, I haven't really ventured out into it. But I just downloaded the TD Ameritrade app, and, yeah, I'm about to go full throttle. So, you know, hopefully in these next, you know, few months, we can start to chop it up about that a little bit, too, because that'll be interesting for the listeners.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to give no more information, but the way you talk, I'm pretty sure they'd be like, he works for the government? That's why he got an alias on the show.
That's it.
So what's going on, man? What's the topic for the day? In the shower.
You said you in the shower.
No, I was in the shower. I'm clean now.
Oh.
Fuck, I felt dirty. I think I'd be playing. I'd be sharing with you. Fuck, like, man, I'm feeling dirty.
So, the topic for tonight, right? We was just explaining how. Most people that, you know what I'm saying, are in the public eye, they do their best to hide what's going on with their life. And then when you hear about something that goes on in somebody's life, you know, you shocked. You're like, oh, my God, or it's ghetto. You know, we are trained to keep our private life personal and, you know, pick at everybody else's life and so on and so forth. So, tonight I'm letting the guys give me advice. I'm going to talk about something that's been going on in my life and my relationship, and I want just straight-up advice. And if you want to call in and chime in on the advice, please give me a call, 646-787-1839. We're on TuneIn, iTunes. You can click the blog talk link that's on any social media site that you see. But we are really, really, really going to go full-fledged with the advice situation tonight. So let me get into it, right? Let me tell you what's going on in my world, okay?
What's the situation?
Now, you guys will hear Mo Ben say a lot, like, keep your relationship private. It goes left when, you know, people start to get in your business. And so in hindsight, that last show I was talking about, how, you know, I had confessed, not last show, but something I had, you know, put up, you know, the post and confessed, you know, my love to, you know, my baby and, you know, all of that stuff. And it felt real funny. And I got off the show and I took the post down because I don't really like the public attention. But the one thing that it brings to you is it brings the other people. I can't necessarily say they all haters. It brings forth people that want to tell you stuff about the person you're dealing with and the relationship that you're in. It brings forth the negativity in people. It brings forth the misery in people, right? And so we have been low-key at this, and I mean that. We have been low-key at this since about August. I want to say about August. Yeah, August. We've been low-key at this. Yeah, shout out to August. I'm just 28. And, I wasn't hiding him. You know, it was certain people that caught on and knew. But, you know, with all of the things going on in my life with, you know, fathers of kids and stuff like that, I just felt it was best for me not to speak publicly about it, right? Not that I was dealing with anybody else, because I wasn't. But then the question started to come, like, you know, I could put a heartfelt post up and he would be like, well, who are you talking to? You know, like stuff like that started to come. And after a while, you kind of have to understand, you know, those questions, you know, from another, from the other person's standpoint. So I came out, and then I put his name on my post, put his name on my page, you know, like,
you
yeah, you know, that.
Came out the closet, huh?
I came out the closet, and I said it, you know. Like, people can assume all day long, but until somebody say it and solidify it, you know what I'm saying, then it's null and void. You're just assuming, right? And so when I came out and said it, like, I had been marketing him for some time, but it was just like the way it looked like it was just artist promo, you know, and that's how I wanted it to look. And so somebody came to me and said, oh, you know, he bad news. And you know, this ain't the first time I done heard about him, but none of that stuff matters to me. And I say over and over, don't come tell me nothing about him. And I mean that because you never know if it's in good intent, if it's negative will, if it's hate, if it's somebody trying to, you know what I'm saying, jump into what you got going on. And so I was like, you know, keep that to yourself. And you know, on and on. So I finally get somebody that came to me and said, listen, he is dealing with X, Y, and Z, right? We're going to say Sabrina. We're going to say Sabrina.
Okay.
He is dealing
I like
with Sabrina. And I said to them, I said, well, how do you know he is dealing with Sabrina? Because he told me Sabrina is his friend. And men can have friends. Men can have people that work. I didn't see anything left. You know what I'm saying? In the situation, you know, he had made it vocal like, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? And so the person started to give me receipts. And at this point, you know, I'm not thinking about nothing else but what I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying? What I'm seeing, right? And so, you know, when I say something to him, he like, to me, it just like it seemed like he went far left, like, you know, no, but, you know, it kind of seemed like he didn't want me to say nothing to them. And so he brought it up. He said, you can ask her. I really don't care. Ask her. And you know, we got off the subject. Me being me. World, if you don't know me, I'm an alpha Aquarius female. I went and asked her, hey, do you deal with him? Now, he told me y'all did deal, but I just want to hear from you. As a woman, I'm not going to just jump out and beef with no other woman just because somebody said this or you looking like, oh, I don't like her or whatever. No, for what? No, let's get this out of here. She never responded. She read it. She never responded. So when I talked to him, he said, he was talking to me, but he never brought it up to me. And so I was like, now, I know he know, because he was just doing stuff just to see if I was going to bring it up. So I finally brought it up to him. And he goes, yeah, she sent me the message that you sent her. And I said, okay. He said, I told you I went dinner with her. But I said, but if a woman is friends with a man, now tell me if I'm wrong or not. If a woman is friends with a man and y'all just friends, it's strictly platonic, and his people step to you and say, hey, this is my folks. I'm just asking if y'all dealing. If y'all not really dealing, that woman going to be like, oh, no, that's my homeboy. Oh, no, that's my homie. That's nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I felt. But then again, everybody's different. So I had to understand, I'm like, okay, you know, little mama young too. So you got to keep in mind that young people move a little different. So I'm thinking, you know, hey, maybe she just, you know, like, hey, I ain't going to get in your business type shit. What y'all think about that part?
Yeah,
the
I like
bro,
smooth,
that I fuck with.
Smooth.
Don't get me wrong, I like that name Sabrina anyway. That sounds like a pretty-ass dick fucking name. But we're going to get back to that. Look, I have one female friend that I know without a shadow of a doubt I would never hit because I actually see her as a sister. You see what I'm saying? Her name's Jamie. You know what I'm talking about? Now, meanwhile, we were supposed to fuck. We started off as, you know what I'm saying, they put us on the phone. I asked her what she had on. She told me she had on some holy drawers and a bloody pad, and we've been friends ever since. Now, every other chick that I know, like, they could get it. But let's say you were to send that message to Jamie, my nigga, my dog, man, look, the shit that would come out her mouth. Like, yeah, matter of fact, I sucked some dick last night just because. Just because, you know what I'm saying? Just because you asked her that question. Matter of fact, oh, she swirled on and everything. How my pussy taste? She just that raunchy, bro. She just that mean. So you really just can't go by, all right, I asked the chick, and the chick was like, you know what I'm saying, nah, I ain't fucked with him. Like, yeah, I fucked him. Because the broads down here in New Orleans, nigga, they'll confess. They'll confess to a lie just because you asked them. Man, you fucking them? Yeah, I'm fucking them. I ain't never fucked them before.
Okay.
Or just,
what you think,
Mo? Just because... Cut me. I'm not kicking your vagina, girl.
All right, so...
About to get everybody... I'm at the beginning of the story.
I'm going to grab my nuts. So, Sabrina. So, I'm going to call Sabrina Bull Mama, since that's what you said. So,
Right. I don't know.
Yeah. Man, that's an interesting situation. Like, I mean, I don't know. She could be that type of person, especially you said she's younger. She just don't want to even get into it, so she don't even want to, like, start no conversation, especially if y'all never knew each other, if y'all never talked, if y'all never met each other face-to-face. So, she just might be just like, who is this? And,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even gonna respond, and I'm going to take it up with him because, you know, we know each other. So I think that could
right.
be first and
gotcha.
Foremost.
All right. So that's the same thing
yeah.
that I kind of felt. But
yeah.
then again, I told the individual, I said, well, I asked her, she ain't say nothing, so it's dead, baby, I'm good. And so the individual starts sending hard facts.
So wait, who's this individual? Who's this X factor that's like?
I can't say that because the way that he feel, if he ever went back and listened to this show, like he would definitely want to know who the individual is because he is heated at whoever this is. He don't even know who
somebody
he is.
Spilling all.
He's like, oh, what the hell?
Somebody just snitching on.
Call a nigga racist or something. Get a nigga a name. God damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give him a name.
What's his name?
So we gonna say John and Jane Doe. John and Jane Doe. That's what we gonna say.
Wait, hold on. That's two names.
I know.
Catch
on,
man.
Catch on,
man.
Wait, hold on. You trying not to get no clues, basically.
No, I'm telling you, it's two people. John and Jane Doe. I'm telling you, it's two people. So now this is my city, man. You know, like, I've been gone for 12 years, but this is my city. So I know everybody who is everybody that done did something with somebody. I know these folks here. You feel me? So when I come back, not only, like, you know, they happy I'm back, but they going to come talk to me. You know what I'm saying? And they know how I am, so they know I'm not going to tell him who they is. Like, I'm not that type of person. So now you're sending me hardcore facts. But check this out, right? He was the kicker. Right, and I still don't even go look on this little girl page. You know, even right now to this day, I don't go look on a page because it don't make no sense, right? But they went to sending me something, right? So they was like, listen, if it ain't her, before I sent her that message, she was posting about how in love she was and this, that, and the other, X, Y, and Z, right? And then when I sent her that message, that shit completely stopped. So either she got a relationship with somebody and all of a sudden they done got into some bullshit or, you know what I'm saying, the shit completely stopped. So then the shit changed. So I'm seeing text messages. I'm seeing text messages, though. Text messages of her saying how she was hurt. Now, I don't want to hurt nobody, right? Now, if that's something that y'all got going on, here's my thing. When you in a situation with somebody, you love somebody to the core. I done been there before. That's what I'm telling you. I done been there before. I done been that young chick riding for a nigga, doing everything. I'm talking about, like, riding for this nigga, right? And he kept me in a friend status. We was punching. We was doing threesomes. We was doing everything. And then out of the blue, he got a lady. That shit hurt me to my core. You understand me? But he kept me in the friend zone. He kept me straight. He always looked out for me. I always looked out for him. But guess what? I didn't fit the bill to be his lady. And so when you're in a situation like that, it's hindsight. I had to learn that, you know, a man is going to do what you allow him to do. And so whatever the case may be, if it was, because he is denying this, he is denying that he's sleeping with her to the core. if it was that, then that means that he's showing her, like, I fuck with you, you my rider, but I can't wife you. You know what I'm saying? And some people just don't see it that way. They just feel like, I'm a ride for him, and whatever he tells me, that's what I'm going to go with because it is what it is. But if you come and get a whole situation where somebody is publicly, you know what I'm saying, claiming you and publicly talking about you, and you liking toast, and you're not telling them to stop, then that shows, you know what I'm saying, something completely different than what you're telling me. So I felt bad because I'm like, if she is in a situation like that, then, you know what I'm saying, that's real messed up on his behalf to use that against anybody. So I stepped to him. He said, no, I'm telling you, that's just my friend. So I left it alone, and I said, please don't come tell me nothing else. Like, I don't want y'all to tell me nothing else. Like, I'm good on that. You know what I'm saying? I asked her. She didn't say nothing. She know we didn't. It is what it is. I don't want no more parts of it, right? And so he just keeps saying, I promise you, I'm not sleeping with her. Now he is mad because I'm believing them over what he is telling me. And he's like, a lot of stuff don't add up. And I said, exactly, a lot of stuff don't add up. So I don't know how this shit go from left to right. But when I tell him certain things, then he be like, you know what I'm saying, like shit, you know, shit changed, like it cleaned itself up a little bit, right? So we going through this for like 2 weeks now, 2 weeks. And I'm like, all right. So he was like, man, I'll call her. If you want me to prove it to you, I'll call her. I keep telling him, no, I don't want you to prove it to me. I want to just drop the situation. But you now are so mad, and he a Scorpio. You so mad that I'm believing, I'm listening to them over you, and now you got a whole attitude with me because I'm listening to somebody. You don't even know who this person is to me. You don't even know how close me and these people are. You just mad because I'm listening to you like, listen, that's my friend. If she need me, I'm there for her. If I need her, she there for me. That's my friend. We're not sleeping together. We're not like that. Like, what part do you not like? In his side is, do you think that I would let you publicly claim me if I was in, you know what I'm saying, dealing with her like that? Which makes a lot of sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So here I go. Okay, I'm done. So they hit me with a picture. They hit me with a picture. So then they were like, you know, yeah, they now I feel like you hating. Because the more I tell you I don't want to hear nothing else, you still coming. So either you are purposely being sent to me or you are just really, really hating and holding your balls and your clique on this man. Because the more I say I don't want to hear nothing, the more y'all come and telling me stuff. So then I'm like, okay, look. It is what it is. It's out there now. Ain't nothing I can do. He a grown man. He going to do what he want to do, right? So then I sent her a message again. And I say, well, look, you ain't answering me. I just show you that he denying you, so don't come back and be mad at me. I ain't trying to beef with you. You know what I'm saying? And so she responds this time.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
This time
put
she responds with a clean attitude. So now the me feeling sorry if anything was going left and anybody was being played then went out the window now, right? Listen here. What I need you to understand is stay out of my inbox. He is my friend, my best friend. Unlike you, I got a good relationship. You don't know nothing about this. You just a social media girlfriend. You know, da da da. So I'm like, okay, check this out. You said what you said. But listen, not one time did she deny sleeping with him. And I said, well, I mean, he know me. He know where I live at. You know, I'm pretty sure, you know, he know all of these things. So, you know, I didn't go into details, but now I'm just really laughing because I see the anger in her. You know what I'm saying? And I see, you know, I see it in her words. And I'm like, dang, you know, that's just like, you know, she just angry. And I was like, damn, the anger, the hurt, why? You know, and I ain't angry, I ain't hurt. You know, yeah, you can sit and see a motherfucking fairness, and it's like, you know, boo-boo, ain't nobody, you know, trying to go there with you. I said, I'm removing myself from this situation. And then, you know, they was like, so you ain't talking to him no more? And I said, nah, I ain't talking to him no more. I really wanted them to stop telling me shit. Like, I really did. And so I put a post up and I said, I'm done, da 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 da. I wanted them to stop, like, leave me alone. That's all I wanted. So the whole time she talking, she still never said if they were sleeping together. She never addressed it. So even he still after that, he's like, "You want me to prove it? You want me to call?" I said, "No, I don't want you to call her, because at this point she can be down with it. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep you in her life, she gonna say whatever. You know what I'm saying? To make it go. Or if y'all not really fucking around, she gonna say, "So now I don't trust the situation. So now I don't want to hear nothing about it." Right? Now tell me, what do you think if she done responded, but she's never denying sleeping with the man? She just said, "That's my friend." That he said, "That's my friend. That's my friend. That's my friend." You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "That ain't you. You ain't said nothing about the smashing part." He the one who keep denying the smashing part. So now he's super mad at me because he like, "That's my friend, and this shit is crazy because you don't really believe me and you still going for it." So now, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, not that I feel bad, because I don't feel bad, but what I'm saying is, out of all of the facts that was out, like, I done seen messages, I done seen pictures, I done seen all of this shit, right? But out of all of this stuff that done came out of everything, am I wrong for just like not believing him? Even like he can say, okay, let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this. The nigga will not snitch on himself. Like, I can really do some dirt with this nigga and I ain't got to worry about this nigga telling on me, right? The nigga not hard real to with his story. Now you can either be real to your story or you just like I don't see, like, from what I've seen, I know that it's not 100% true. I know. But he's not even addressing the situation. He just keeps saying, "I'm not sleeping with her." You're not having no conversation about the things that I'm telling you I've seen. He just keeps saying, "I promise, I'm not sleeping with her." So what do y'all think? As a man, what do you think? What do you think is going on in his head, like, that he is sticking to this story?
Keep the lie alive.
it don't make no sense to confess. Now, mind you, let me tell you something. You question the dude, all you want, but leave the bitch out of it. You know what I'm saying? Leave the bitch out of it. But like, once you ask the bitch one time and she ain't answer the question, now you ain't answer the list. Leave that hoe alone.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I ain't got nothing to say to her. So
no,
if the shit go down and you hurt and whatever, like, I don't even care no more. Because I was the bigger bitch to go and say, look, if the bitch would be like, "Man, you know what, you know, that's, he did me fucked up and dirty," dude, I swear to God, I would have just completely cut the nigga off. I wouldn't even, like, I don't care about how much time we had, I would have cut him off. Because if you could do somebody like that, you could do me like that. And I don't think I'm exempt for nobody. I don't care how many businesses I run. I don't care how many accomplishments I done had. I'm no different than anybody else. And I feel like the way you could do somebody else is the same way you could do me.
Wait, hold on. So you said you would have cut her off if she would have responded how?
I would have cut him off if she would have been like, "Man, you know, me and dude, we friends, but we've been fucking all this time, and now, you know, he coming up talking about you or whatever." I just wanted to see if she was going to be real. Because, see, a lot of women don't understand, like, they don't know what real is. They ain't used to a bitch, like, genuinely trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a genuine-ass chick. So I'm not, like, I don't know the lady, but I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to be out here, you know, getting over or getting off on nobody, because that ain't how it go. Now, if you come and change the story and tell me that, I wouldn't even care, because that was my way of opening up the door for you to say it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like in hindsight, like, if you can do somebody wrong, then you can do me wrong. That's how I see that. But since you didn't open up the statement, it's bad.
She didn't see it that way. I know, she didn't see it that way. She just wasn't trying to talk.
Because you know how women be so super messy, trying to come up and one up. And I told her, I said, "Baby, all that rah, you know what I'm saying, calm down. Because, one, you're too young for me to be out here trying to fight you. Two, I'm a little bit too successful to be out here trying to fight any goddamn body. Now, you know what I'm saying? I might know a couple people with some hands, but you can't hold mine. You know, I got other things going on in my life that I ain't finna be out here wrestling with nobody. Daughter, you know what I'm saying? I'm old enough to be your auntie. You know, it's all good. Baby, we ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
at all.
Yeah. So she,
but,
you know what?
You know, some
here's
of these
the
women,
so
they not used to.
If she's younger, she not on your maturity level either to see it that way. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying that she's younger. So, you know, it takes experience and life to be able to just really just have a sit down and come to an agreement with somebody, especially with somebody you don't know. So that's one thing. You know, so look, I'm gonna take this from this dude named Michael Smith who used to have a show, a podcast with Jemele Hill called Hens and Herds. But anyway, long story short, he used to say, you're either married or you're not. And I kind of talked about this a little bit on the last show. You're either married or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Not to say married people don't cheat and stuff like that, but when you're not married to that person, all bets is off. You know what I'm saying? So, and as a guy, I'm just going to be honest.
I'm glad you opened up the door for this conversation. That was the next part of the conversation. But let me hear what Smooth got to see. And then we're going to go touch on that married or not cheating conversation.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's it. I'm glad. That's it. Keep going.
No, he ain't got no. Let me hear that. So here's the shit about that, right? So here's my thing. Any situation that I'm in, that I invest myself in, I'm going to take all of the doubt off the table. I already done had the conversations with him about bringing other people into the relationship. I done had a straight-up conversation with him like, listen, all I need you to be is honest with me. If you doing whatever or doing whoever, man, just be honest with me. Let me know what time it is. As long as you respect my mind enough to come and tell me and be real, I really, really can't be mad at you. And he looked at me. He said, I ain't never been with nobody that allowed me to be real. Now, I may ask him questions that he may feel like, you know what I'm saying, oh, okay, well, she going to trip if I say this and she going to trip if I say that. But you don't understand that I would respect you more, and I say that over there, I would respect you more if you tell me the truth. You know, I used to assume things. He'll ask him a question, and I'd take off the story and assume, and he'd be like, oh, you assuming. And those would be his ways of trying to open up, but then he'll get scared to open up, and I'm like, listen, the main thing you need to worry about is me not fucking with you. And if I'm still here, then that means that I'm dealing with you. So I even had conversations with him about, you know what I'm saying, threesomes. And the shit went so far left, and he asked me so many questions, I gave up. We ain't got to do it.
Damn.
Don't even worry about it. Like, he was not with it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
For me to sit and convince you to be with it is not going to happen. But what I am going to tell you is that I'm going to act up complete ass. If somebody come back and say something about you sleeping with them and you had opportunity to bring them home, now you're being stingy. So I can't get none, but you out here getting some. I'll cut you. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. You got the opportunity to be real. You can bring them home, and you don't want to bring them home, but you want to do what you want to do. That's the thing that I can't get through my head. You know, like they say, when you open up the doors for a man to be real, I would prefer him to be real than to prefer him to be
real. Keep it 100.
All right, now, hold up. Let's get one thing straight. What is the definition of real? Because you keep throwing out that fucking word, but real don't exist. You see what I'm saying?
When I say
real,
be honest.
No.
Be honest.
No. See, hey, but you're forgetting one thing. You got to say be honest then, because when it comes down to keeping it real, you got to be keeping it real to your personal self. If a motherfucker is a habitual liar, keeping it real means he going to lie. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so you got to be careful with that word.
Well,
ain't no such thing as keeping it real.
He had habitually lied at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, he hadn't, well, it was then that I called and then that came out.
The nigga been lying.
You know what I'm saying? What else he been lying about? If you can stick to this story, you've been, you know what I'm saying? It's been some things that you've been off about. I just haven't pinpointed them. And it's my whole thing is that I doubt, from what I've seen and what you're telling me, I know you done slept with Sabrina. I know that you're sleeping with Sabrina. And I know there's nothing that you can tell me that's going to make me change that. Now, I know that he's never going to admit it to me. And I'm okay with that at this point because he's too far deep into the lie. He's never going to admit it to me that he done slept with her. But where do you go from here? You know what I'm saying? This ain't no, you know, wake up just
what
last
question,
night situation.
What question
this is a couple months
into. The question is, Miss Lovely Black, where do you go from here with that? That's the question.
Let it
it go. Let it go.
I'm hearing crickets now. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Let it go. Why you say let it go, Smooth? Why you say let it go?
Hey, first, because the most important asset any individual has is their time. Right now, you're wasting your fucking time. That's the one thing you can never get back. Every second counts. Every second is precious. Right now, we can't never get this time back. We can't never get the time back. So what's the purpose of wasting my motherfucking time on an individual that's going to lie to me or I can't trust? You see what I'm saying? If I can't trust it, and then let me just put it like this. Earlier today, I was watching a documentary called Porn. What the fuck is that? Like, instead of epidemic, porn epidemic. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about the AIDS outbreak of 98. You see what I'm saying? It started off with one motherfucker who lied. One motherfucker who lied for 2 years took out the entire industry for a year. You see what I'm saying? So you got to look at it like this. If you can't trust this motherfucker today, you can't trust him tomorrow. You can't trust that nigga the day before. So let him go.
Yeah, I got to look at it like this. I mean, if you gave the opportunity – to keep it 100, like, when you're saying keep it real, I kind of think I understand your definition of it. You're just saying keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? If you keep it 100,
I ain't saying you can't be doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, tell me what you're doing, so I know.
I mean, but like I said, once again, I guess that comes with maturity too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm at the age now. I ain't got time to be lying and scheming and all that bullshit because you're playing with people's emotions. If I tell you from jump, this is what it is, and you agree to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you change lanes. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad at me. I told you what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Okay. Now, in hindsight, right. And that's how I feel. Because I can never be mad at you if you tell me what it is, right?
Yeah.
But in
that's
hindsight. Well, flip side
that's
of this conversation.
You can, but you can't blame me because I told you.
That's a lot. I didn't have my shoes set on fire with me and him for telling the truth. So fuck that. fuck what you talking about.
As far as principles, you know what I'm saying?
But listen to the flip side to this, gentlemen. It's still a flip side of this, right? And this is why I'm still there. This is why I'm still attentive at this moment, right? What if the nigga is actually telling the truth? And what
That's
if the shit
truth.
That they showed me was so, made up?
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too. You know, you got to, at certain times, you got to go with your intuition. You know what I'm saying? Certain times, you just got to, like, you know, you just got to go with that feeling. If that gut feeling, if you thinking everything is good and you can generally do it, but keep in mind, though, that will hurt so much more if you do put your trust and then you come out and find out it's a lie, because now your relationship will kind of be built on a lie. Like, how can I trust you now? Like, if I really... All right, I was like, all right, I trust you. And then you do me dirty, you know, especially when you get deeper, you're going to have some scorn. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have some, like, you know what I'm saying? All those emotions will come back up, like, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Especially if the shit happens in another scenario, you know, with not even like a business scenario or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you start to learn people's true colors. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm just trying to say is this. You know, if you're going to just want to make sure that you – protective, though, you know what I'm saying? Even if you do move forward, because you don't want to get, you know, played, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm making it short.
Girl, quit wasting your damn time. It's over. Sometimes you gotta let it go. Let it go. Because, like, look at it like this. The moment you sent her a message, the relationship was over. Because you was curious. You see what I'm saying? You was, somewhere in your head was doubt. So fuck it. It is what it is. It's over.
Right.
Let it go.
My intuition saying this shit is correct. But also, you know what I'm saying, me being me, the big-hearted person, I'm like, you know, for him to stick to this story for this long, you know what I'm saying? Like, may be? Well, what is the truth behind what is it that he trying to say? You know, what is there a deeper truth that maybe he want to say something, but he can't really, you know, he don't know how to take it. Like, you know, that's the other me. You know, I play both sides in my head, and I try to figure that shit out, you know, but you genuinely mad. And whenever we talk, this is the first thing that come out your mouth about how mad you are that I don't believe you over some bitch. And he'll put that shit in all caps, or he'll, like, he...
I'm gonna break this down too. I mean, and that's just a savage gentleman coming out of me. And like Smooth, like I said, you said the one female you look at her as a sister. But most guys nowadays, once you get to a certain age, you ain't got friends that you ain't smashing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you might have associates or whatever, stuff is cool or whatever. But if the situation arose, if you attracted to you would knock it down. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you keep.
Right.
At a distance, because you don't even want to put yourself in that particular predicament. You know what I mean?
I got male friends that I'm not smashing. Like, you know,
but
that's just
me.
Because I'm mature.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. The time is right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. That's a lot of guys.
Not to say that they don't want to smash me. Like what you said, at the time, if the opportunity presented itself, they're going to be all over it. They're going to be ready.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If the opportunity
came
for it, they will be like, let's do it. But for me, you know, I look at them as strictly friends, and there's nothing that you can offer me. But because I'm at a certain level in my life that I can't go, you know, certain things I can't do. Let me just say that. And so I genuinely care for my friends. That, you know, I have a platonic relationship with, you know? And I think for the hindsight of this situation, right, in closing of this topic, like, I wanted the advice on how other men think because, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm right. I'm the type of female that if I'm dealing with one person, I'm dealing with that one person. Now, I had a bad habit of moving on too fast. And in my lifetime, man, like, I've changed so much and I've grown so much. From the person that I used to be, I've hurt people intentionally, and I've hurt people not knowingly, you know? And a part of me becoming the person that I am today, this day, has been acknowledging the hurt that I brought to people, closing out situations in my life that I may have doubt about, have had doubt about, closing out situations that I didn't know so that other people wouldn't hurt anymore based upon my actions, apologizing to the people that I hurt, you know, and publicly, you know, I apologize to anybody that I hurt. And it's just really trying to have an honest relationship with everybody, but most importantly with myself. You know, being real to myself and knowing that this is who I used to be, I've grown from that person. It was a point that I didn't even give a fuck about myself. I just cared about, you know what I'm saying, doing what I had to do to get to where I needed to be. And that person died, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And so now that I've been on this journey, you know, I try to be optimistic about certain situations that I normally wouldn't be. And then I try to be a caring, more caring individual. And in that, it gets you places that you become hurt. It gets you places that, you know, I was a celibate for 11, practicing celibacy for 11 whole months. This was the person that I started dealing with, you know what I'm saying, after I got out of the celibacy. So, it hit harder. The point for me was stronger because I hadn't dealt with anybody. You was the first person that I was interacting with. You know what I'm saying? You know, we built a relationship. We were able to talk about things. We were able to, you know, communicate on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, daily basis. So, you know, like that bond was definitely there. But, you know, it was things that I had to see that I wouldn't see until, you know, it got further down the line, and I understand that. So, you know, I definitely didn't want to hurt anybody. You know, I don't want anybody to be hurt behind my actions. I've done all that I can do with the situation as far as to say what I need to say. But I definitely will make the best decision that's right for me, because if I'm just dealing with one person and I'm just dealing that, that's you at this point, you know, I have no reason to say, you know, I'm with Tommy because, you know, we on bad terms. No, you know, that's the old me. If we done, we done. If somebody else come in the picture, then we are absolutely 100% done. And so before I make that decision, you know, I'm asking him for closure. He won't give it to me. You know what I'm saying? He won't give it to me because you don't want me to close this situation out, but you still want to be able to be, you know, like you want to get a port across. You want to throw a temper tantrum, and that don't work with me because we're growing, and I think I expect you to be on another level. And so sometimes when we want closure from a situation and we just want to be released, not even that we want to be released, but we want that closure so we can make a decision whether we're going to stay or go, and we can't get it, that's because the person can't give it to you. You know, that's a guilt trip on their end, not mine. So, you know, I thank you guys for your advice with the matter, and I thank you for just even tuning in, you know, to this. But, you know, I'm human, and things happen to me too. You know, I don't care what I do and how much I got going on. I'm still, you know, men are going to be men, women are going to be women. We still going to do the same thing that everybody else I know go through. And here I am stuck in a situation like, this is what I'm in. Now, granted, we did take a break now. We did take a break when my son and dad came down. We was on a break, and we weren't talking. And maybe that's when whatever he had started brewing up. But when I came back around, he welcomed me with open arms and apologize and, you know, was like, yes, baby, let's do this, let's go, you know what I'm saying? And so I would think that, you know, that would have been the cue to say, well, babe, I done started dealing with somebody else or whatever the case may be, you didn't do that. So, you know, I'm not really sure, but the one thing I am sure about is that I am so sick of men in these games. Like, just be honest, be forthcoming,
well,
be real.
And that's another thing, too.
Until
what's up?
I find a man that's ready to fully settle down and ready to build and go get this check. I'm just in my zone right now. You know, when this situation expires or whatever it's going to do, if it, you know, grows, I don't know. Because he can wake up and just be like, you know what, okay, I'm going to keep it real from here on out. Or not real, I'm going to be honest from here on out. Okay, this is what's going on or this is what was going on. I can even accept that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't accept a mute situation and try to come out of this like everything is all good and nothing has been addressed and like we moving on, because this will be a lingering situation in my head. So, you know, if he can come and say, listen, let me be real with you, let me be honest with you, then you know, I can sit down and listen to that conversation. But for him to stick to this story the way that he has been, for as long as he has been, and you have been, you know, making people come and tell me, no, they're not dealing with you and this, that, and other, or however it is, you know, like I don't think that that's going to happen, but it's not for me. It's only for the people to the side. But I ain't going backwards no more. So,
for everybody that I hurt in my 36 years of living, get out your motherfucking feelings. Fuck it. There you go. What the fuck I look like giving a fuck how somebody else is supposed to feel it? Nigga, it's all right. Oh my God, you lied to me. No, bitch, I didn't lie to you. I told you the truth. I told you my truth. It's your job to accept that shit. Simple as that.
I'll see.
When it comes out to my motherfucking job, if your feelings is hurt because I make more money than you, suck a dick, nigga. Do your part. Get more money. If you feel as if you want to be the head bitch, but you're not the head bitch, suck a dick. Go find another nigga. If you feel as if this nigga lying to you, let the nigga go. That's it. Quit wasting your goddamn time.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's always good to get counsel or, you know, fellowship, and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, talk it out a little bit. But one thing I'll say once again, you know what I'm saying, is certain things, like social media is a cool tool if you know how to use it. You know what I'm saying? Social media is great if you know how to use it. But, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's a gift and it's a curse. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I always say certain things should just remain private. Because, like I said, when you put your feelings out there, you put a post up where, you know, it's public and people can see it, then that's going to, like you just said, you know, that energy is going to come. You know, somebody's going to see the post. Oh, and then they know the person. They're going to be like, oh, let me get my 2 cents. I always say this. What you don't know won't hurt you. You know what I'm saying? It won't until you find out.
Right.
That's what it, you know what I'm saying? But
I wish they had a never came to me. I would be okay with
that. I don't know if they got AIDS.
No, well, yeah. Look,
that's true, but if you don't know, you're going to live your life until you die. You know what I'm saying? And they never told you you die from AIDS. You would have been a happy person. Like, it was just my time to go. That's why I said, what you don't know won't hurt you.
I just watched Pandemic. I'm telling you, like, God damn.
But yeah, so, you know, so that's that.
I know. I wish I wouldn't have never even, like, but he had questions, like, who you posting that for, and this, that, and other, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm against my better judgment. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And I was against it. Like, I was like, remember I took said I put up the post, and then I got off, I was like, oh, I had to take it down. And it wasn't nothing about him. It's just I know how people are. Like,
yeah,
I just didn't want to do it like that. Like, you've never seen me. Just like not with nobody known. You never know who I talk to that got a little bit. And he ain't no major person or nothing like that, but he's known for the area that, you know, that he's from, that he's in. Like, not from, but, you know, he's known
region,
for it, I'll put it like that. And so, you know, he got his little, you know, region, you know, but it's like I still didn't want to do it because, man, listen, where I'm from, these people are haters, okay? They going to hate you to the core of you. I don't care how much better you're doing than them, they going to hate you. They can be working 10 jobs and always vote. They still going to hate on somebody that's doing something. Still going to hate on somebody that's doing something. So my patience is really short, especially when I see something going on with somebody that I know is not right, and I just be like, okay, I'm going to get off on this stop right here. This right here ain't right. You know, I told you I live in the boondocks. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't trying to come out here, you know, to the boondocks and deal with me, it ain't too many people going to be okay with coming out here in the middle of nowhere, you know, to see me. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, we had our situation, you know, going on, you know, that it was what it was. Like, he couldn't say nothing about coming out here because this fucker was supposed to look at this house before I moved in the house. I said, did you look at the house? Yeah, man, I know that area. Man, that area good. And then I get here, he like, well, okay, let me be honest. He was honest that time. He was like, well, I know the area, but I really didn't ride by here. I was like, what? So now
so
I don't want to
hear. How you started, how you finished.
You got to you ain't got to say nothing.
That's a red flag.
You got to drive all the way out here in the middle of nowhere. I don't want to hear nothing because you were supposed to come see
the
house.
How you started, how
somebody.
You finished.
Yeah, that's facts.
You're so stupid.
That's facts,
you know what?
So.
Well, it's the truth. How you started, how you finished, nigga. Like, this nigga started on the line, man. Let that shit go. It's over, nigga.
Let it go.
Right.
You got me way out in the fucking woods about to get cut up by Jason and shit because your dumb ass ain't driving out here. Yeah, let this shit go.
Man, get it.
You
get it. It's good.
You listening to that
shit. He was like, God damn, that shit is in the middle of nowhere. I was like, yeah, I wish you would, bitch. You were supposed to be in the damn house. Oh,
wow, that's that Orlando life, huh?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
yeah.
So we're going to keep this nigga or we letting this dude go?
So, yeah, so what's the final verdict?
Right. Because this is a little
yeah, to wrap it.
You're going to go into the news segment. She don't want to answer the question.
Yeah, came with that.
No,
that
answer just yet. Who's gonna answer the question? Oh, hey, nigga. Hey, this is me, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. It's over. I'm sick of all that. Nah, how you like the laughs? I done waste a whole damn hour talking about this shit. It's over. Yeah, never smell a pussy again. What that smell? Show ain't her pussy. Let it go, nigga. All right, now let's do the world famous chop up because
all right, so let's get into the world famous chop up. All right, so for the people out there, this is my favorite segment of the show. You know what I'm saying? It's where we chop it up over just different topics. So I'm gonna open it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna open it up first before I get into the things that I've been kind of chopping it up on this week. So Ms. Lovely Black,
what's that name?
What's been in the news for you that you thinking about?
Oh, man. God, man, I really haven't been a lot. I've been on social media for I post and get off. Let me see. What's happening? What's happening? What caught my eye this week? Oh, you know, Sony dropped R. Kelly. They parted ways. And I see it as a good thing because now R. Kelly can be independent. He already has a name. It's not like, you know, he has to struggle with what he's doing. He can be independent and doing, you know, what he's doing. So a lot of people are still coming forward with a lot of other different people, and they're trying to, you know, die down the public from talking about it. You know how black people are. They're being outraged for a week or two, and then guess what? They only care about something completely different. So, you know, hopefully they get off R. Kelly back, and it is what it is. This ain't nothing new that's been going on. He's been enabled. These people are going. They went to his mansion, and it was two girls that was there. I guess their parents was on the documentary. And guess what? The girls, they over 18. The police couldn't make them leave. They said they was not in danger. They said that it was okay. And they went right back in R. Kelly's house.
Yeah, R. Kelly.
So, you know, leave Kales alone. Kales was also spotted in the club twice in a week, one time last week, one time this week. He was in Chicago, then he was somewhere else the other night, you know, blazing up his cigar, you know, jamming. So, you know, continue to be unbothered, man. You know, these people fake care.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I would say, too. Like I said, he thrives on this, you know what I'm saying? In actuality, I think he liked the attention, even if it's negative and all this other stuff. You know, he calls himself the R&B thug. You know what I'm saying? He know people's like listening to his music again. You know, it's a new generation. Probably haven't listened to him. They're going to be curious. So, R. Kelly, in the long run, I think he's going to flip it to his advantage. You know what I'm saying?
But look,
and then speaking of
course,
what's up?
That.
I don't mean to cut you off, no, Ben, but look at this. All right.
What's up?
Y'all forgetting one thing. Sony, R. Kelly, right? But
yeah.
Sony has the rights to all the motherfucking albums. That's with the fucking resurgence. So they still profiting. So if you're going to drop me, how about you just hand me my master too then, bitch?
You know, it's business. They ain't going to do that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's got such a
following, that, you know, and he made money. But, of course, you want to – I don't know the situation with his masters. If he holds his masters, I mean, I guess that will probably come out sooner or later. But independently, you know what I'm saying, he could – you know, he didn't had so much experience in the music industry. He should – by this time, he should know how to just get that shit popping himself, much like Miss Lovely Black was talking about with her books. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know, this is R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? People want to know. Now he can just – he really can give no fucks and do however he want to do it because he don't got that label that's going to tell him, all right, even though I don't really think they ever really told him to tone it down because, you know, if you listen to his music, it's always been sexual. But, you know, just something to keep my eye on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep my eye to the story. I'm going to see how see what R. Kelly does, what he got up his sleeve, you know, coming off of, you know, this controversy. And speaking of, now, this is a story, I ain't going to lie. I got to really kind of go back and, like, look at it a little bit further because it just came up in the headlines, and I don't like to do this, but I was just kind of, you know, putting this together, and I was just like, oh, shit, it caught my eye, but I didn't want to get a chance to go back and, like, really research the article. But if it's true, this is interesting. Foxy Brown, supposedly, like I said, I'll confirm this maybe next week on the chop-up after I read the full article and investigate it myself, but Foxy Brown supposedly came out and said that she had a relationship with Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So when Foxy Brown first came out, mm-hmm. in like 96, and she dropped her first album, she was like 16 or something like that, 16, 17. R. Kelly. And Jay-Z was supposedly like 25, 26, 27 at the time. You know what I'm saying?
No, that nigga was in his 30s.
Yeah, I think she was like 15 or 16, and he was like 27. You know what I'm saying? And they supposedly had a relationship with
him.
Niggas. Yeah, so, you know, you already know, like, a situation, but
here's,
you know,
my thing, like, and I didn't touch on it before, but listen, it got a lot to do with the upbringing. A lot of these parents don't care about what their children doing, or they care, but long as they safe and they having fun, they do what they do. And then people want to be outraged and concerned, but guess what? You can't even keep your man in the house. You can't even keep your daughters in the house, your damn self, but you worry about somebody else's situation. A lot of people got certain stuff going on in their own family, in their own household that they can't control, but you want to try to control somebody else's money. That's where I go to say, you know what, I'm always real on this show. I'm always forthcoming and honest on this show because guess what? I live a regular life. Just like y'all, no matter what I do, you know what I'm saying? No matter, you know, who is tuning in to me, I still go through the same thing that everybody else go through. There's no such thing as a man that ain't going to cheat. There's no such thing as things like this that won't happen.
You just said that.
But people are so quick to try to stop somebody else's money. It's utterly ridiculous. Stop with somebody else.
Yeah.
This has been
going
on.
I'm so sick
of
the whole
If their parents allow it to happen, then what are you? You got women in the club right now underage with fake IDs going home with grown men. You got women right now that done snuck out of her house to go smoke and sleep with the weed man to come back in the house for some lunch money tomorrow. So at the end of the day, like, come on. Like, in the army to such a high standard that it's utterly ridiculous. Like, if you get this money, you shouldn't be normal. What? Don't do that.
I will say this too. You know, being that I'm a music guy, like I said, I got to confirm this story myself, but it seemed like when you just add it up, I'm talking about the Foxy Brown Jay-Z, because like at 16, like, you know, and I, you know, I'm a music guy, so I followed this in the 90s when she first dropped in. At 16, to be saying the things she was saying, I mean, she was experienced. You know what I'm saying? Because it didn't come off cheesy or fake. Like, she knew it. She a Brooklyn chick. I know Brooklyn chicks. I know how Brooklyn get down, especially Brooklyn females. And so it kind of, you know, you put two and two together. And then even Nas, when Jay-Z and Nas was kind of late, you know, they beef. You know, even in the Ether song, he says, you know, Jay-Z, I mean, Nas has a line insinuating that Jay-Z and Foxy had a relationship at that time. But go ahead.
Well, don't forget, man, you know, when that shit first came out, Foxy started that. Everybody forgetting that Foxy's the one that said, yeah, Jay-Z took her virginity at 15. And gave, you know what I'm saying, then wind up giving her gonorrhea and all this other bullshit. So you can't be like, oh, man, a rumor was started by another person. Like, she started the shit. So if she's saying, motherfucker took a virginity at 15, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay. But like I said, I just.
But you innocent until proven guilty, so that's how this works.
Yeah, but it just makes sense. So, you know, so that's that. Another thing, speaking of music, I got to just, you know, because this social media thing, it gets crazy. It's so interesting, and I don't know. I just got to put this out there for the people. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, you know, you guys' age. We all in the same age group. But would you say this? He's a younger cat. Would you say Soulja Boy, this guy, would you call him a legendary status type of artist in the industry? Because he's getting a lot of hype.
Yes, and he gave you examples
Soulja
of how
Boy
all these
the
people bite off
money
his
money
music.
So, not his music, but the
they
way he makes money is the reason why people make money.
Ariana Grande just dropped 7 Rings. They played his song with her song, and you can tell it sound like a 2 Chainz song, right? Sound like Soulja Boy song.
Fuck his music. Soulja Boy music it's not what makes him legendary. It's the fact that how he makes his money makes him legendary. But without Soulja Boy, MySpace would have never been around, iTunes and everything else like that. Soulja Boy started that shit. These motherfuckers making millions of dollars off his ingenuity.
Yeah. He was, I guess,
he was the pioneer of that shit.
Like you said, Smooth, like, I'm not a big fan. I mean, you know, because I was, like, kind of, in a way, like a one-hit wonder. You know, he had that Soulja, what was that, the cranky Soulja Boy? You know, and then he had the dance to win it back in, it was probably like 2007, something like that.
But he was smart
enough
that money and let that money make millions for him. He moved out of Atlanta and went to California
It's not about being smart, because all the profit went to him. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Nobody was in his pockets when it come down to a record deal and everything else like that.
Yeah, and
so
at
when
that
you bought
age,
a song for $3.99 or $4.99 and the shit did like $10 million, all that money was his. He had to pay taxes.
You know, he got started about 16, 17 as well.
Right.
So that's salute, man, to the business mind. And man, so great businessman, good producer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rapper, I'm not.
He got a gaming console that he just came out with.
Yeah,
so
he threw a lot of
business ventures, man.
Nintendo cut that shit. Yeah, he can't sell that shit no more. Yeah, Nintendo cut that.
Okay. I always like that, you know, wake up out the bed, turn my swag on. You know what I'm saying? That was probably the only song I really rock with. Even Beyonce, she used that in one of her songs. So, yeah, so, you know, shout out to Soulja.
And he sued her.
Oh, he sued her?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
He's a shark.
Fuck that motherfucker.
He got it copywritten.
Beyonce got some stats, you know, you're like, let me get some of that. Then also, another story. Well, I mean, this is a sporting event. Last night, I always try to root for Adrian Broner, man, but it seemed like he just disappoints me every time, man. Disappoints me every time. Like, I didn't get a chance to see the fight. I was kind of tired.
Oh, I saw that shit.
Whole voice house to watch it. So yeah, so you saw the fight. So look, get the play. We got about what 5 minutes left.
He's an example of the old boy that really can't fight. And he ain't going to ever lose. And you going to beat his ass and he's still going to talk shit?
That's a lie. Adrian Broner can fight. Adrian Broner could have won that fight if he would have chose to fight. But Adrian Broner is lazy. You see what I'm saying? Muscle memory is a motherfucker. Before Adrian Broner tried to emulate the Floyd Mayweather style, right, Adrian Broner was unstoppable. But once he realized that he can do the Floyd Mayweather style, he don't have to use that much energy. That was a wrap. His body said, "Fuck that."
Yeah, I know he had that kind of like shoulder lean.
Some last
got
three
that
rounds,
lean.
Right?
Okay.
The last three rounds of the fight, right? Adrian Broner actually decided to move and give Pacquiao angles, and was tearing Pacquiao ass up when he was letting his hands go. The motherfucker, he's fat and lazy, bro. But he was tearing Pacquiao ass up the last three rounds, but. But then he's like, "Man, look, I won the fight." No, bitch, you didn't win the fight. Didn't win the fight.
So he got dominated by Pacquiao, from what I hear.
No,
I heard,
he didn't get dominated. He was faster than Pacquiao.
Okay.
Like, his hand speed was faster. Now, his accuracy was fucked up. If the bitch would have actually moved his feet a little bit more, gave Pacquiao some angles, he would have won the fight. But no, I'm just going to stand there, lean back a little
bit. What about in the seventh and the ninth round? Did he really get work? In those two rounds, because, you know, that's what I was reading about. Like,
dude,
I guess Pacquiao kind of hurt
Pacquiao
him in those two rounds.
Hit the dude in the stomach, and he pushed him back. Pacquiao had a good-ass angle with it. Pacquiao had, you know what I'm saying, good leverage on it. And, you know what I'm saying, Adrian Broner, wow, he went back a little bit. But that was to the gut. Anybody get hit in the stomach, man, yeah, you're gonna take like two or three steps back.
Yeah, you're going to feel that. Yeah. You know, that's going to knock the wind out you.
But he shot, though. You know what I'm saying? He just is over.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, this was a big opportunity for him. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could have really got his name back if he could have beat Pacquiao. But Pacquiao, you got to give it to him. Even though Pacquiao's what, 40 now, you know, that's pretty old for boxing. You know what I'm saying? Even though Floyd is what, 41, 42 now.
Right.
Pacquiao still, you know what I'm saying? He still got it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I thought this was an intriguing fight.
Pacquiao don't still have it.
You don't?
No,
right,
he
so
don't.
Saying he doesn't.
His legs are gone. Now, that's the sad thing about it. If motherfucking Broner would have just sidestepped and gave him an angle, he would have tore Pacquiao ass up. Pacquiao's legs is gone, so Pacquiao kept running in. I've never seen Pacquiao so – he didn't have no balance. I ain't never seen him so unbalanced before.
Oh, yeah, because that's – yeah, your legs are all your balance when it comes
to your legs
are
always the first to go. So he didn't have the same balance between his legs and his hands and shit. I'm like, man, you tripping.
Yeah, actually, I got to see the fight for myself and really get my analyst. So I'll definitely give you my play-by-play next week on the Chop Up. I'm gonna check it out on Showtime.
Make sure you guys check us all out on social media. We're down to the last 2:30. Check me out on Instagram, The Newman's Lovely Black, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And on Twitter, Ms. Lovely Black, the number one. MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Mo Benz, last 2 minutes. Take it away, buddy.
All right, so let me just run it down. So, you know, we definitely got commercial promotion available starting at just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or a script. And if you would like to be a feature on the show, definitely contact my Gmail. Everything runs down the same way with me. It's Mo Benz, and it's spelled simply MOBINNS@gmail.com for the email. Definitely check me out on Twitter. That's how I like to flourish. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me. I talk back. Once again, the handle's the same, MOBINNS. And, you know, I just reopened my Instagram, like I said, a few months back. So if you want to be one of my first followers, check me out on Instagram. You know, I'm starting to get back on there a little bit. That's MOBINNS. And let me see. You know, definitely look out for the retweet. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. So if you want to put somebody on to the show,
definitely, you know, I'm always going to tweet out the show right after we wrap it up. And that's it, man, every Sunday night. And I will be off. We're going to get back into it, of course, next week. But, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, you know, I will be off. But speaking of, we probably only got about a minute left. Yo, Smooth, I don't know if you're – I know you're from New Orleans. You a Saints fan?
Man, fuck no. Them niggas lost. It's all good.
Yo, what's up? All these New Orleans dudes, man, y'all do not support y'all team, man. I don't understand. I'm seeing, like, Lil Wayne, and this dude's a Green Bay Packers fan. What's up with that, man? Like,
I don't partake in football. It's just not my sport. I'm more I do, you know what I'm saying, combat sports, boxing, kickboxing, MMA, shit like that. That's me.
Okay, football, I got you. Football, well, all right. Well, the Saints, they lost, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the LA Rams. And breaking news, New England Patriots just beat Kansas City. So it's going to be the Patriots, New England Patriots versus the LA Rams in Atlanta 2 weeks from now.
Smooth, stop checking while you on the air. Good night, y'all.
What you talking about? I said to like 30 minutes.
Next week, y'all. Everybody be safe.
Hey.